This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle One.
So Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, says the Texas law about arresting illegal immigrants and then sending them back is unconstitutional. Well, I guess we're going to find out about that, aren't we? The Supreme Court wanted it to continue. Then it got there was a stay put on it almost immediately by another federal judge. But this is playing out. And the arguments are there. This is not just simply, it's only the purview, because what happens when the federal government actually abrogates its own responsibility and something else has to come in to fill the gap? That is the, in my opinion anyway, the interesting legal question that's going to be played out there. Folks, welcome to the program. Hour number four is here, is upon us. Kyle Warren with you. And, of course, the telephone line is 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And, by the way, folks, typically here on Friday mornings at this time, hour number four, which is the 5 o'clock hour in the East, we typically have Frank Salvato, our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, also author of the book Nullification. Frank is still feeling a little under the weather, and so we do fully expect him to be returning on Monday for the Monday show, but Frank is still getting better here, and we want to send, number one, our best wishes out to our good friend Frank Salvato. And folks, I want to encourage everybody to head over to his website, undergroundusa.com. You can find out all about Frank, what the he has to offer there, all the different things, including, of course, links to his book called Nullification. You can also find it on Amazon as well. So we very much encourage you to visit the website and head over to Amazon or wherever you purchase books and check out Nullification by Frank Salvato. And, of course, again, he'll be back with us on Monday. So, again, our best wishes going out to our good friend this morning. And, folks, I tell you what, we've got the phone lines lighting up again here in this hour number four of the program. I think we got a first-time caller, but let's go check it out. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Is this me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, caller.
Oh,
you're there.
Hi. Kyle, thank you. Thank you. Yes, this is Michael in Denver, Colorado. I just wanted to, first of all, say thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've listened to you for about a year. I love what you do, and I loved what you did with the captain before, and I listened to you on 710 KNUS.
Thank you.
What I was going to say, absolutely, what I was going to comment on actually was something that your previous caller was talking about. I myself am actually a younger person. I'm 28, and what I see is a lack of objectivity and centrism with a lot of the mainstream media. And I feel like that's part of the reason that younger people are not tuning in as much to, say, talk radio or, you know, a lot of the mainstream sources. And, you know, when that caller, he brought up an interesting point with Denise about how a lot of younger people are getting their information from, say, social media, TikTok, whatever it may be like that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing we have to understand, people have to understand, is a lot of those prevalent people that are on those platforms are actors. They're getting paid. They have an agenda to be woke, to spread the LGBT message, the inclusivity, all that. They're acting, a lot of them. And I think that it just goes back to that whole point that there's not that objectivity in mainstream media, and I think that's the reason a lot of younger people are kind of turned away from mainstream media on both sides. And I just wanted to kind of raise that issue point.
No, I appreciate it very much. And and you're saying you're 28 years old, so I would be very interested to know what are you hearing too in terms of younger people. Because we hear all the time, well, you got two people who are going to be on the ticket. They're both, you know, Biden's over 80, Trump's almost 80. You know, what are you hearing, you know, amongst your friends and people like that in terms of that age difference?
Well, as far as I'm sorry, can you just rephrase that?
Oh, sure. Yeah. In other words, we hear a lot of people say, well, we have two, you know, older people on the ticket. They're going to be the nominees, you know, and they don't really resonate so much with people who are much younger.
Yeah, well, I think that's true in a lot of ways. I think Joe Biden obviously has lost a lot of confidence with the younger voters just because well, look at his policies. I mean, you know, you look at what Chris Markowski was saying before, a lot of younger people feel like we don't have the opportunity to succeed. Because here's an interesting example. In California, as of this year, individuals, regardless of their immigration status between the ages of 26 and 49, are allowed to qualify for Medi-Cal, which is California's iteration of federal Medicaid that serves low-income people, no matter what their immigration status is. So it's like we're giving all – and scholarships are being – there's programs in California. I'm from Colorado, but there's programs in California to give low-income undocumented students financial aid and scholarships. But then American citizens cannot get scholarships, cannot get medical insurance. So it's like he's absolutely right. We feel like a lot of us that Biden has failed us because – we're giving all this money to undocumented immigrants, but American citizens can't even get money. Homeless veterans cannot get money. We're sending money to Ukraine, billions of dollars, when we have homeless veterans on the streets. And it's like, yeah, he has failed a lot of younger voters in a way. And I just think it's, you know, there's a lot of a loss of confidence in him, I think, among younger voters. But a lot of younger voters also, they love that idea of just blanket inclusivity and all of that, and they don't care about the policies, right? And they're going to vote based on their emotions. A lot of younger people are so emotional these days that that's what they're going to vote on. They don't care about anything else. And so it's a multifaceted thing. Me personally, Kyle, you know, I've always loved radio. I actually used to call into the Jim Bohannon show, and I wish more younger people would be passionate about talk radio, because this is where, you know, the real issues are discussed and things that of substance that actually matter. You know,
you're absolutely right about that. Michael, I really appreciate your call this morning. I hope that you'll call us back again real soon.
Okay, thank you so much, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Hey, take care. Michael, everybody in Denver. Folks, that was a great call. We are coming right back. Stay right there.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
And so once again, you can find Frank at undergroundusa.com and, of course, check out his book on Amazon. He will be back with us on Monday, and we hope that he's feeling better. So we're sending our best wishes, of course, out to Frank Salvato this morning. We always enjoy talking with him. We get a lot of great calls with Frank as well, and he always has something amazing to share with us. But you know what, folks? Chuck Schumer, of course, the other day, he made his statement about Israel. And we've been talking about it all week because this happened at the tail end of last week, but it's still reverberating. Well, he's gotten questions about this at the Senate Democrat Leaders Weekly Press Briefing. And so of course, you can imagine what the questions might have been like. Let's listen in and hear what was asked of Chuck Schumer, who talked about Israel saying, you know, it's time for Netanyahu to go, basically. There's no confidence here. And then he even kind of doubled down, saying, I don't know what the future of Israel even looks like without U.S. support. Really? Okay, let's listen in.
Peter McConnell said today on the floor that Democrats don't have an anti-Bibi problem, they have an anti-Israel problem. What do you say to him, equating basically what you said about Netanyahu on the floor to foreign election interference?
Let me say this. I care deeply about Israel and its long-term future. When you make the issue partisan, you hurt the cause of helping Israel.
Leadership.
Yes, yes.
Is it true that Prime Minister Netanyahu asked to address the Democratic caucus and you declined the list of language?
As I said, when you make these issues partisan, you hurt the cause of Israel.
Yes.
But the specific accusation that you are interfering in a foreign election, you should not show any distance between the United States and a close ally at a time of war. That's what Republicans are saying.
Well, let me say this. I gave this speech out of a real love for Israel. And if you read the speech, we called only for there to be an election after the hostilities had declined, after Hamas was defeated. Yes.
Okay. Stop right there. Now, Schumer can try to make it sound like, no, we're just calling for after the whole thing is over, Hamas is defeated. Senator Schumer, don't you understand that by even saying what you said in the public forum in which you said it, undermines Israel's ability to prosecute this war that was brought to them by Hamas. So you can't stand there and have us try to believe that this was, you know, hey, we're just trying to come up with some plan for later, you know. No, this was the direct undermining of a U.S. ally in a time of war. Now, he may feel however he feels about Netanyahu. He may feel however he feels about that. But second of all, this was, you know, in my opinion, 100% floating a trial balloon, as it were, to send this thing out there to say, let's see what kind of reaction we get. Showing that the official policy of the U.S. is changing dramatically. There's a sea change happening with this. So Biden can't go out and just declare this, but you could use the proxies like Chuck Schumer to go out there and say something like that, kind of see how it goes. And I think the reaction has been pretty bad, if you ask me, even people on both sides of the aisle calling for his resignation. How do you do that to your ally? How do you do that to your friend? How do you do that with a straight face? And then, well, it's my love for Israel. Well, Senator Schumer, if everything is undermined and the Israeli government, the Israeli people can't win this conflict or get to the point where there's a reasonable amount of security, and that is a very, very good question. But the idea, of course, is Israel may not exist if Iran and its proxies have their way. Because they are playing for all the marbles. They're not looking for a place at the table. They're not looking for the ability to have a voice. They don't want a two-state solution. They don't want any of this stuff. And Israel has tried and tried and tried over decades to be able to say, look, we'll give up this land for peace. Yes, we'll do a two-state solution. Yes, we'll do this. Yes, we'll do that. And at every turn, it's always wound up in a disaster, not because of Israel, but because of the terror groups. And to stand around and say we need the two-state solution is, to me, it's just it's like a lie. Okay, It's like an untruth that you just say because you're trying to sound, you know, statesmanlike or something like that. But it's been shown, it's obvious that that's not going to work in the way that it's been presented. Because look at Gaza. Gaza was ceded to the Palestinians and essentially over to Hamas that the Palestinians put in power, and you're telling me that they didn't have a de facto state, that they couldn't have said, look, here's the border with Israel. And so whatever happens on that side of the border, I'm not involved in. But on this side of the border, we're going to build schools, and we're going to build hospitals, and we're going to have a society. We're going to become prosperous, and we're going to trade with other countries, and we're going to do all this stuff that countries do that are at peace. But instead, and of course, you know the story, instead, if they do have schools, well, they have terrorists in them. They do have hospitals, they have terrorists in them, right? If they do have anything to do with infrastructure and all that, and for civilians, then they have the command and control there. They build a vast network of tunnels. You know, probably from what I see, it's this massive scale of tunnels. It is unbelievable. But why do they have those tunnels? Well, so we can attack Israel and kill all the Jews. I mean, this is the kind of thing where if we could call it for what it is, we're doing it here on the program, but that's evil. To simply plot and plan the annihilation of a people and of a state that has a right to exist, and the reconstituted modern-day Israel, to do those things and to plot and plan those things is nothing less than evil. And what is so abhorrent is that you have Chuck Schumer going out and saying the things that he said in the way that he did, the timing, the venue, all of that, and only because they're trying to backtrack for some political capital, for some political progress with different groups who are, quote, unhappy with the way Biden is handling the war in Israel. From day one, right, they've been saying, we're not going to tell them how to fight the war. We don't do that. But yet, of course. And now with Rafah going to be this big stumbling block here, and then you have Netanyahu, or the Netanyahu government is the Israeli government, saying, look, you know, this may end up in a breach, right, between the U.S. and Israel, but they have no choice because of the proximity and because of the ongoing threat. And you can't leave Hamas to simply reconstitute, because they didn't build a grand society. They didn't build a prosperous nation, you know, quote unquote. What they did is they built a launching point to eradicate an entire people and, as I said, a state. That's what they did. And that's what they will do again. And is it about aid and all this other stuff? The Hamas leadership are rich beyond the dreams of avarice, by the way. Why were the people suffering as they were? That is a great question. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced that the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during meetings with leaders in the Middle East. Following those discussions in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. According to a new report, about 47% of prisons across the United States are located downstream from water reservoirs that are potentially contaminated with carcinogenic forever chemicals. That is according to the report in the American Journal of Public Health. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Friday edition is going by at warp speed, everybody. So if something went by you at warp speed, guess what? That was us. That was this program right here. And so go ahead and latch on because we're going to keep going through the overnight hours here as we go through our hour number four of the program. We're midway through that. And in the next segment, by the way, we'll be talking with our good friend Patrick Hyland, who's host of the Sports Zone on AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and we're going to talk some sports. And he's also known as the insurance quarterback as well, so you'll find out how he can help you with some of your needs. I'll tell you what, though, too, folks, at this point in the program on Friday mornings, we're typically talking with our good friend Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. As I've been saying here this hour, Frank is still feeling a little bit under the weather, and he's going to be returning with us on Monday. And so, again, our best wishes go out to Frank. I know that you feel the same way. So go ahead and head over to undergroundusa.com and also check out the book Nullification. You can find, I'm sure, links there, as well as heading over to Amazon. Simply type in Nullification or Frank Silvato, and you should be able to find it no problem at all. And I was thinking this during the break, you know, with Frank out sick this week, let's try and do a Nullification book surge or something like that. So if you haven't yet picked up your copy of Nullification, Let's do that right now. And so we'll be able to tell Frank on Monday, say, we did a book surge over the weekend, and I'm sure that would make him very happy. But we always appreciate Frank. I love talking with him, and I'll be looking forward to talking with him again on Monday, because there is no shortage of things to talk about. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, let's listen in here real briefly. This is kind of making the rounds as well, so I definitely want to bring this to your attention. There was a CBS report about Latino voters in Arizona. So President Biden goes to Arizona, and he's courting Latino voters, quote-unquote. And there was an interesting little soundbite here where the correspondent is talking with three different voters, one who voted for Biden, one who voted, and two others that voted for Trump. And to hear what they have to say right now is pretty interesting because, again, you know, Biden is literally losing support in various groups like you wouldn't believe. And so they're desperate. I mean, it's almost to the point where I'm sure they sit around the table at the campaign office and say, how did we get here? How did this happen? Of course, like being oblivious to all this. We know how they got there because Biden came in and started reversing all the things that were working. And they did it primarily because it had the name Trump on it. You know, if something is working, then you got to find a way to gather it under yourself and go, okay, this is my thing now because it was working, right? And then turn it all around and take credit for it. I mean, isn't that what politicians do from time to time? You know, that's part of the biz, right? But they didn't want to do anything like that. Oh, Trump did this to the border and you had to remain in Mexico and all this. Okay, nope, that's out. You know, and every other thing that seemed to be working that people liked, they said, no, this is all different. We're going to do it different now. Of course, obviously, the results have been disastrous. Let's listen in here to part of this report. It's very interesting.
Last night, President Biden launched a new campaign to court Latino voters like Paulina Flores, a registered Democrat.
In 2020, I voted for Biden.
Steve Macias, a registered Republican.
In 2020, I voted for Trump.
And Raquel Glodin, a registered Independent.
And I voted for Donald Trump.
This time around, all three are undecided.
What will you be watching between now and November to make that critical decision?
Well, I would like to see who Trump chooses as his vice presidential nominee.
I keep waiting for Trump to somehow or another calm down, and then just the other day he mentions this thing about a bloodbath if he loses.
So there you have it, okay? That's one of the key phrases right there. By the way, they go on to be asked the question, and the gentleman you just heard right there, they ask the question, you know, was the economy better back under Trump? And it's like, well, yeah, it was. You know, I'm just paraphrasing, but the answer was yes. And, but this, I played this quote for the specific reason of hearing that term bloodbath again. And unfortunately, if you hear it the way that it was said, I don't think you would have been saying, well, Trump has got to calm down. Trump was using a figure of speech. You know, the idea that he'd have to, quote, calm down would only be appropriate if Trump was trying to really threaten there would be like a civil war or something like that, which he wasn't doing. He was talking about it in an economic sense. So that's part of this. This is very illustrative of how the narrative takes hold. And so now you got a voter, undecided, registered Republican, who says, well, he's going to have to calm down. Because he talked about there would be a bloodbath. Well, there's not really going to be any bloodbath. And obviously, it's an obvious reading of this is exactly what he was talking about. It was going to be an economic problem. But then you have James Carville coming in and saying, well, Biden can get somebody else to do the wet work. And Anderson Cooper on CNN pipes up and says, that sounds like a mob hit. And then Carville says, yeah, that's a CIA term, you know, when you take somebody out. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Trump uses a figure of speech. And obviously they're trying to use figures of speech ultimately. But why isn't there this, and this is very graphic figures of speech, by the way, in the context of which they're using it, I think actually starts skirting that line, you know, to say, it's almost like, well, you know, we kind of want to say something really, really controversial, but we can't really say exactly what we want, so we'll skirt that. You know, we'll go right up to the edge on that. I think what Trump was doing was much more of a just a metaphorical figure of speech that was literally off the cuff. This didn't seem that way. All right, Mel in New York is giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Mel. You're on the air.
Oh, good morning, Tom. Yes. It's just the old double standard. You know, the Democrats say do whatever the hell they want. They get away with it. Somebody on the right, like President Trump, makes a statement that makes that is typical jargon, especially on Wall Street, and they even use it themselves, the Democrats, the liberal communists, but they always, they're going to twist it and turn it into something that's detrimental to those who they oppose. But you had that kid from Colorado on the phone.
Yeah, Michael.
On
yeah.
the air.
Yeah.
Why are these Gen Zs and these Gen Xs, or whoever the heck you want to call them, why are they concerned? Now, they're getting what they want to. I mean, I got to pay for their tuitions and all that illegally that this president, not this president, because he's not the president. He's illegitimate. And those who refer to him as President Biden, that's not true. The guy's not the lawful, legal president of this country. They stole the election. He's mm-hmm. a criminal. And as far as any retribution for the actions that they took to get that office, you know, there's got to be accountability. But I don't refer to him as a president. I refer to him as Joe Biden. He's not my president.
Yeah.
He's illegitimate. The whole regime. It's not an administration. It's a regime. A communist regime. And I don't feel as though we're in the same place. Having that in the White House.
Yeah, and that's why that's why we're working so hard, and things have got to change in November, no doubt about it, no doubt about it at all. But, no, I appreciate you calling so very much. We're going to head out to the break, but I know we'll talk to you. Is it Rocket the Rooster?
Rowdy
the Rooster. That's right, Rowdy the Rooster. Well, very cool. Well, thanks, Mel. We appreciate the call very much.
Take care.
Bye. All right, Mel in New York giving us a call this morning. And, you know, he's mentioning the caller we had earlier, and that, of course, was Michael listening on 710 KNUS in Denver. And I enjoyed talking with Michael. I think he sounded like a young person who's got a really good perspective of the things that are happening. And so I don't think he would be included in Mel's definition there because, again, you know, we were talking about some of these very serious things that are happening. And I think Michael seemed to be moving in the right direction. His perspective was really, really welcome. So I tell you what, folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. And guess what? We've got Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and also host of the Sports Zone. Coming right back at you. Stay right there. Friday edition.
Third Watch.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So according to Rasmussen reports, 49% of voters say that Biden's policies have hurt them. 28% say these policies have helped them. 21% say there's no difference. I mean, I can understand the 49, I can understand the 28, the 21, I don't know, but I'll tell you this. When nearly half of the voters say they've been personally hurt by the policies of President Joe Biden and the Biden administration, and think that his policies, his economic policies, are worse than Donald Trump's, that's a big deal. I'm not going to say it the way Joe Biden would say it, but I think we can all agree it's a big deal. But I'll tell you what else is a big deal, and that's the Sports Zone on AM 860 The Answer. We've got Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860. And we talk to him every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time in the program. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Come on, man. Everybody loves me. I'm the best. Just ask Jill. Come on. Oh, brother. Okay, exactly. It's funny you brought it up, so I have to, engage with you a little bit off the sports beaten path.
Sure.
And the 21% are just being naive or not really looking at it. And the sad part is they still get to vote. If more people would take time to see who they're voting for and look at the topics, our country would be a lot better off. There's no question about it. I've preached a lot, Cal, that, you know, you and I have never discussed this before, but I feel you should have to take a test to vote. Okay, number one. Number two, if you're living off the government dole, okay, and our net taxpayer, guess what? You don't get to vote. That would eliminate a lot of nonsense. I can tell you that much. And I don't know why we don't do that. I mean, you know, you want to sit at the table? Nothing should be given to you. You want to sit at the table, you have to earn it. And that's what makes America great. And I don't care who you pull for politically. I don't know how you can dispute that, those statements I just made.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know, everybody wants to say it's your right. Well, you know, things could be a lot different, that's for sure. But we'll get into sports here.
Yeah.
But before we get started, Cal, just to let the audience know, they hear me with you all the time. And, you know, Monday through Friday, I help out so many people with their insurance needs. I guarantee their approval rating with me is a lot better because I save them money. They agree with my techniques and what I do. So if anybody I can help out there listening with their insurance needs, financial needs, feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. So March Madness, Cal, we had an upset Oakland, upset Kentucky. Unbelievable. This kid, Jack Golkey, makes 10 three-pointers to upset him, 80-76.
Wow.
So now they'll see if they can go on to play North Carolina State or Texas Tech. But they were a 14th seed and beat a 3 seed. So what just an awesome game and an awesome upset. So very excited when those things happen. I don't like the blowouts like we said on the show Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, Florida Atlantic, Kyle, they'll take on at 12:15. Okay. That should be a great game for all the people in Florida listening to the show right now. We have Florida Atlantic ties. And here in the South, University of Alabama is going to take on San Diego State today. So, you know, a lot of people listening in the South are UAB Blazer fans. So, God bless those folks. And Stetson, good old Stetson, found a way to get in, but they're going to take on UConn. That could be one of those ugly ones, Cal. I hope not, but UConn looks very impressive. You know, mm-hmm. They only lost 3 games this year, sir.
Wow, that is amazing, yeah.
You know, it's really awesome. And, another Alabama, Auburn's going to take on Yale. That should be one heck of a game. It really, that's going to be a tight one. So when you're coming home from work, check out the Auburn Yale. But then don't forget this. On AM 860, we will have the Florida Gators taking on the Colorado Boulders. So that should be a great game. That's the one I think is the most evenly matched up game. And we'll see if the Gators can hold on and beat Colorado. So that's, you know, a real kind of quick update about what's going on in college basketball. We need to talk about the Shohan Ohtani situation.
Oh yeah, I mean, can you imagine? Yeah, I've seen that guy so many times. His interpreter, you know, we've always seen him at Angel Stadium, you know, and to have that story come out the way it did was shocking, to say the least.
You know what? I don't know if your audience pays any attention to that part of sports or not, so you have to enlighten me. But,
oh, sure.
Good. It's controversial. Here's the thing, Kyle. He is so widely loved across the world that they're not going to let anything happen to him. I mean, he's the golden child right now. Isn't it kind of hard to believe, not to play conspiracy theory, but how does $5 million get embezzled, number one, okay, from the interpreter?
Right.
Number two, you know, what sports were bet on, okay? Number three, if it was baseball, how does a guy, I would think that interpreter makes maybe, you know, if you're interpreting for a pro athlete like that, making that money, we'll say he makes a couple hundred grand a year. let's just, you know, because Otani's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. So you make $200,000 a year and you're able to, you know, bet $5 million, but you embezzle it. How did you do that? Sounds a little funny to me, you know. And if Otani was gambling, okay, and it wasn't on baseball, why are we making a big deal about it? So a lot of things make you shake your head and wonder about this. That's all.
Indeed.
Am I okay? So I just, you know, let's just tell it like it is. Now, I've always said this, Cal. If Pete Rose ever bet against his team, okay, then, no, he should be banned for life. But if he didn't, I don't see the harm in it because it didn't go over the top. The reason they don't want you to bet is because when you get in a jam, it's very likely that you're going to, if you're a pitcher, you're going to let them light you up. If you're a fielder, you're going to make some errors. You're going to strike out. So, but realistically, the one guy who could control a game would be the pitcher. It's like in football, the quarterback. So it's kind of funny, you know, again, or the manager. That's what Pete was doing at the time. But what's your thoughts about that, Cal? They just don't want you to, you know, bet against your team if you get in the hole. I get that part, but if you've never got to that deep into it, you shouldn't be penalized. And it shouldn't be a lifetime. I think the man's paid his dues.
Yeah, I think so. I've thought about that a lot, and I do think that it's just like what you're saying. I mean, it's if you're betting against, it gives you the opportunity to try to throw the game. But, you know, you're always trying to win. so you're going to win more because you bet for your team? That would be hard to do, I think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. And, you know, hopefully there isn't a fire here. I hope not. But we shall see how the future pans out and what the penalty's going to be. And, you know, I just want to see the guy get suspended. I don't think that's good for anybody either.
Right.
So it'll be an interesting story to follow, to say the least, Cal.
Indeed.
I hope you have a great weekend, my friend. Should be a lot of fun for everybody. Everybody has a little something to watch. You have the Valspar golf tournament going if the weather permits today. If not, you know, it should be nice over the weekend, so the pros will take care of it here in Tampa Bay, Florida, the Valspar Championship. Look at a little NASCAR, a little Indy if you're into that. And also some spring training. Baseball still going strong, so catch your team before they start the regular season. And then obviously, college basketball will have March Madness the whole weekend. It should be a lot of fun to see which seeds move on and which don't. Everybody playing brackets is always fun. So,
oh, yeah.
Cal, always a pleasure talking to you, my friend, and being on the air with you. Keep up the great work. And,
Thank you. You
make it go by for people. And if I can help out and do some great work for anybody out there listening, please feel free to give me a call at 813-966-1052. You won't regret it, and I bet I saved some money. God bless you, Cal. Have a wonderful weekend. Have a great show tomorrow.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, Patrick. God bless. We'll talk to you on Monday, my friend. Patrick Hyland, everybody, host of the Sports Zone. We're out of here, but we're going to be back for the weekend edition. Take care out there, everybody. Thanks for listening. Kyle Warren with you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.